The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Different voice, same channel though, Adam. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Morning.
Morning to you. Well, growing Brexit crisis, all right. It all hinges on tomorrow, doesn't it?
Tuesday. So, what will be Wednesday morning for you guys, but... yeah, that's when the vote is, but there's a lot leading up to it, of course. But Britain's entire political process is in crisis, frankly. And I suppose by default, the country's in crisis, therefore. So what we have is the seeming certainty of defeat for the Brexit deal on Tuesday. Theresa May says she won't postpone that vote. She also says that she will not, despite all sorts of pressures today, she will not slash cannot seek an alternative agreement with the European Union. The Prime Minister says, therefore, if defeated, there could be a general election. The Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, says he's ready to take over if an election went his way. The former Attorney General, Dominic Grieve, says all of this could not only split the UK Conservative Party, but could actually effectively end it. So it's all seismic stuff. It's a lot of words, but frankly, come Wednesday morning, we're not entirely sure what would have changed, really.
It's on a knife's edge, either way. Now, the murder of a lone British backpacker in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's made a lot of headlines here. Yeah, big headlines. And I suppose a murder overseas sometimes does that, because if a backpacker went missing in Scotland, obviously it would be news, but would it be quite the same? But certainly there's a sort of there but for the grace of God element to this. So the poor victim is a woman called 22-year-old Grace Milan. She was visiting New Zealand on her own. She was celebrating her university graduation and had travelled on her own. But she was staying in a hotel in the city of Auckland in a country that is generally thought to be safe, and she wasn't in the middle of nowhere. And also, Grace had just come through 6 weeks solo in South America, unscathed. So the fact that, unfortunately, police have found a body, a man has been arrested, it all looks a bit grim, frankly.
Awful. And an acute male shortage. This is so similar to what we're suffering here in Australia. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it didn't used to be like this, but yeah, I suppose we live in a sort of complaining, campaigning world, so there's a bit of a campaign going on, that Britain's schools haven't got enough blokes, basically. So there are figures here that have been revealed today that a huge shortage of male teachers is going on, especially in primary schools, so for 4 to 11-year-olds. 3,000 of our primary schools don't have a single male teacher. Overall, there are 6 times as many women teachers and 20 times as many women classroom assistants. So in the words of one MP called Leila Moran, we need more male role models, we need a balanced workforce. But why there's such a shortage of male primary school teachers is a really complicated answer, it seems.
Same here, Adam, same here. Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you, Chris. Cheers.
Adam Gilchrist.